Tonight's shiur, Simen Tes Zayin, Shiur Talis, the dimensions of the Talis, Seif Aleph. Shiur Talis, Shechai B'Tzitzis, the dimensions of a Talis that would require Tzitzis, Sheyiskaseh Be'orech U'Beroichav, Roisha V'Rubo Shal Koton, Hamashalech Levado Bashuk, V'Netzorech Acher L'Shamro. It has to be a garment that's big enough in length and width to cover the head and the majority of a child who's old enough to go by himself in the street without someone else to watch over him. The Amos says, "V'oz chay b'tzitzis," and then it requires tzitzis. V'davko keshehagodol lov shol pa'amim arav yotzebo l'shuk, but only if an adult would wear this sized garment on rare occasion and go with it in the street as well. Mishnah Berurah begins, Sifkan Aleph shel katan v'chulu. The dimensions of a talis that require tzitzis is something whose length and width is big enough to cover the head and the majority of this child who can walk in the street unattended. Behind a ben teisha shonim, that means he's 9 years old. To cover the average 9-year old child. The Chuvis Ramins Simit Kufyud Mefalpel. The Chuvis Ramins was concerned and discusses, Heich Yeitzin ba'aba kanfas ha-ketanim z'ashir. Why do people go and have their Yeitzin with a talis that's smaller than this size? And evidently this was a commonplace thing. They were not wearing a talis cotton of these dimensions. V'tarev devarev, and the essence of his answer is, the mutav leilich behem ilech chal yom litzitzis. Better to wear the miniature or the too small talis cotton than to wear nothing at all. U'bedachim moishe simiches kas olam in ha'am sheyivarchu b'boik al talis gadol v'yiftu es ha'katon v'yelcha bo chal yom. Tachem Moshe says you better teach them to make the bracha on Talis Gadol and have it patur this Talis Katan because it's not big enough to make a bracha on it, and that's what they're wearing the rest of the day. But if it's possible for someone to make a garment that is the proper size, how good and proper, that's what the Maamar writes. Evidently they wore these very small Talis Katan, miniature Talis Katan, and some of the Farshim seem to say it was just as a maskeris. They should remember there's a mitzvah tzitzis. They're not going to be yetzah with this. It's way too small to be yetzah. But you shouldn't forget, there's a thing to wear tzitzis. So Amela, they would put this on. And he was troubled, like, what's going on here? You're not yetzah. So he says, it's better this than nothing. And certainly they shouldn't make a bracha on it. Make sure to make a bracha on Talis Gadol. But if you can make it the right size, of course, that's the right thing.
Why is that better than nothing?
Because at least you remember there's a thing called mitzvah tzitzis, otherwise you might forget entirely about it. So you just said the reminder of the mitzvah. V'yaseh ha-kesefayim shel ha-talis katan v'chovim kedei shu nikarim. The shoulders of the talis katan should be wide. They should be clearly noticeable. V'yaleim teres beged v'lo shem etzuas. It should be a beged. It shouldn't just be straps attaching the front to the back. What do they used to call that? They had the...
Sandwich boards,
right? So that's what it looked like. Two straps and the garment. So you can't do that. It has to be a wide piece of material on each shoulder. On the nose and the side, it brings the Chazanish, who felt this is a very important thing. And the shoulder material should be larger than the space for the head to fit through. So if you would measure the space from the hole to the end of the beged on both sides, it should be larger when folded over than the actual spot where the head is. And that would be an oimen meruba al haparet, so to speak. And there should be there's no shots all part of the beged, as opposed to something thin. Because it doesn't give us the definition of how wide. It should be wide, not straps. Chaznish said it should be wider than the hole. Now, that works in some. It doesn't work on a lot. Many of cotton, talis cottons I've seen do not have very wide pieces of material compared to the hole. But the wool ones I've seen more care to it, that the shoulders should be wide. Sifkan beis, v'oz chay b'tzitzis. If it's big enough for a child who's 9 years old to wear it in the street, covers rosh of a rubo, so then it's mechuyav b'tzitzis. Gadol haloyvsha, when an adult wears it. This is the shear for an adult. Lafukim ein b'zeh shear shal rosh v'rubo. If he doesn't have this amount to cover the head and majority of the 9-year old, ozdu kliyam potter, then everyone agrees it's not obligated in tzitzis. Even if adult would wear it on occasion to the street, that wouldn't make it mechuyev. But if it was normal in this place for the adults to wear such a garment in the market, and they're not embarrassed. Mash b'divi abach the chayv mitzitzis. The Bach seems to say that would be a chayv mitzitzis. The pashpat is it has to be a beged that the child would wear, to cover the child, and then if an adult wears it, is mechuyev. But if it's smaller than that, the fact that an adult wears it isn't going to create a chiyuv. The way the notes bring it, Chazon Ish said divi habach tamun. You can't understand what this means. This is a shear. The shear is that it has to cover Rosh Ubuv HaKatan. So you're telling the adult wears it in the street. That's not going to create a chiyuv. Put it another way. The way we read the Mechaber followed by the Ramal, the Mechaber says it has to cover the child who's 9 years old, Rosh Avrubo. The Ramal says if a gadol wears it in the street every now and then. Is it two separate things? Either or? In which case, says the Bach, so if I find a beggar that a gadol wears in the street, that's good enough, even if it's not big enough for a child. Says Chaznish, that's not pshat. Chaznish says it's one shear. It's one shear. The shear of the beged is that a child would go, Rosh Avrubo covers Rosh Avrubo. And typically, that's what the gadol would wear. It's not a tenai nosaf. That is the pshat in the shear of Rosh Avrubo Shekotan. We're going by the shear of Rosh Avrubo Shekotan, because that's normally the size an adult would wear. If you tell me I found an adult to wear smaller than that, that's not going to create a shear for chiyuv tzitzis. The Bach didn't learn that way. Bach seems to learn it's two separate things. If either one, it's enough for a chiyuv. Chazal says it doesn't make sense. It's not pshat. Se'if katan gimel kesha gadol. The Ramah says if the gadol will wear this beged on occasion, so that's the size that requires it. This ben yud gimel shana. The gadol is ben yud gimel, 13-year-old. So the 9-year-old that covers his head and most of his body, which is a size that a 13-year-old would wear on occasion out in the street. So Chaznish learns it's one shear. It's the same thing. If you look in Ber Halacha, Ber Halacha writes, "Lenin arba kafel shal katan shegiyah lechinuch." What do you do with a child who's chinuch eish for tzitzis? He's not 9 years old, and he's wearing tzitzis. Shechayv of lahatabot tzitzis before the comments in Yizayin. Mishan beroshov rubo shal katan kamoshehu. We look at his roshov rubo. A child who's less than 9, we give him a talis katan, but not a 9-year-old talis katan. We give him a little, a 3-year-old, 4-year-old, 5, whatever it is. We give him a little talis katan for him. It's suitable for him. Se'if katan dalad. Something that the adult would wear on occasion into the street, the shuk. Ola pesach beis berchov. It doesn't have to mean he walks down the street. It means he goes to the entrance of his house to the street. Avla magodum is bayis l'seispo. I feel about kriyal shuk. But if an adult wouldn't want to wear this, again, this adult is a 13-year-old, he'd be embarrassed to wear this even on occasion out on the street. Lo choshev kasus afilim lo shov beis. So then it's not considered a garment even if he wears it indoors. V'yesh cholkin b'zeh. Now some disagree with this. The sphere they hold, the lo be'in and rak and yesh b'kedi lechasas rosh uvah shakotan. All we care about is that it covers rosh uvah of the katan, and that's the shear of the gadol lo shop amba. It's not that it's a tenai in it. V'skim ha'achram lahachmir shlo levarach al talas katan af sheyesh b'kedi rosh uvah shakotan. So the achronim say one should be machmir and not make a brach on talas katan, even though it's big enough to cover the head and majority of a child, the 9-year-old. If the adult would not want to wear it on occasion in the street, the because even if he would go out, it's bottle diet with a kol. So says the Chaznish, that's wrong. Of course, make a bracha. Why should you make a bracha? The shear is the katan who's 9 years old, Rosh Avrubo. The adult going in it in the street is not a tenai, it's not a condition in the chiyuv, it's just the same thing. The shear of Rosh Avrubo of a cotton is the shear of the adult. Because you're telling the adult is going to go out. Okay, it's going to go out. But Yavadi says the Chazanish, you make a bracha. The way the Chazanish understood is one shear. So you wouldn't make a bracha. It's not two separate things. I'll stop here for a second. The Berlocha Loshuk. Aimish Nebu Mashakasav, the Skima Chirma Hachmed. The Achronim say not to make a bracha if the adult wouldn't wear it outside, even though it's big enough to cover Rosh Avrubo of a 9-year-old. Lacher Tzerchin Lefizebis Manena. So according to this, what do you do today? Who makes a bracha? How can I make a bracha on talis katan? It could be a bigger shear. No adult is wearing this outside of the street. No 13-year-old is going this way down the street. That's not a kasha. The gadol is 13 years old. Like the Bach says. Shuk doesn't mean shuk. It's the doorway of the house to the street. I don't think a 13-year-old would be embarrassed in the summertime to wear it outside. However, he says, it does not lose the shame baggage because you're embarrassed to wear it outside. The only time we say it's not a beged is if you're embarrassed because it's too small. But if it's not because it's too small, it's not embarrassed to wear outside because everyone wears a talis koton under their clothes, not as a shirt. Let's say a talis koton was very big. Rosh Rub of an adult. Even if it reaches his ankles. You say it's part of mitzitzis because he's embarrassed to wear it outside. If you'll say, yes, it is, what about the places where adults won't wear a talis koton in the street? You say it's part of mitzitzis because you won't wear it outside? Our only concern is it's too small, and that's why he's embarrassed. Then it takes away the status of beged. The reason people are embarrassed today is because you wear it under your clothes, like an undershirt. You don't wear it on your clothes. It doesn't take away the shame beged. So the whole concept of being embarrassed is you're embarrassed because you're not covered. You're embarrassed because it doesn't cover you, it's too small. But the fact that we wouldn't ever be seen wearing this outside as our garment isn't because it's too small, it's because we're embarrassed to wear this outside. That doesn't take away the status of the beged. That's as you said. So Mamela, if it's big enough to cover the child who's 9 years old, it's big enough to cover the 13-year-old, and even though the 13-year-old would never be found outside wearing just a talus like that, the talus cotton doesn't make a difference. It's not because it's too small, and therefore it does have a teres beged. Back to the Mishnah Berurah. Ube inyan shir rosho verubo. As far as the size of rosho verubo, kasev b'sefer piyaretz b'shem sefer derech chachma. The piyaretz writes in the name of derech chachma sheshiuro shloshes rivei amma ba'orich v'chatzi amma ba'orichiv. It's 3/4 of an amma long by 1/2 amma wide. V'kasev azeh ha'machz ha'shek v'atz ha'zachayim. Both machz ha'shek and machz ha'zachayim write she'ein semach ha'zemesh. There is no supporting this from the Gemara. Especially this 1/2 amma on the width, that's really small. The minig of Anshei Maisa is it should be an amma in front of you and an amma behind you. The neck hole doesn't count. Such a task katan, you'll be yotze without any shayk, make a bracha. Certainly, you shouldn't be less than 3/4 of an amma on a side. Because if not, yesh b'chashash bracha l'atol, na'iv ashav v'bracha l'batol. Kikos v'achronim shemodu v'nimsa shashir rosh v'bush l'katan hub amma v'chetzi, because the achronim write that they measured the dimensions of the 9-year-old and his head and the majority of his body, and it's an amma and a half. So therefore, you need a minimum of 3/4 amma on each side. So ideally, he writes, it should be an amma by amma in front and amma by amma in back. And whether or not you count the neck hole, if the neck hole is wide, you're not going to count it. And the Chaznu says you would count the neck hole if the material is wider than the hole of the neck. If you have 3/4 of an amma by 3/4 of an amma, it's also good. L'chachia, though, it should be an amma by an amma. How big is an amma? Is nochem achlekes. How big is a shir of an amma? But that is what we are shooting for, whether it's 22 inches, 24 inches, somewhere in between that, somewhere in that range would be an amma. And those who went with 18 inches, either because they held that was really, those sheets hold 18 inches also an amma. There are some sheets like that. And certainly it's 3/4 of an amma if you go the other way. Umash and ohagma ashkenazim, shaloichin chatiches beged cotton echad milafanov echma acharov. The Ashkenazim take a small piece of material, one in front, one in back. Then they sew straps to connect them, and then they put tzitzis. That's not tzitzis at all. Besides the fact you're not doing the mitzvah tzitzis because it's too small, and it's not a beggar the way you attach the straps on the shoulder straps. It's every day. even al sisa over the isla sisa. Gam also let's say so for Shabbos. Not to mention you shouldn't wear on Shabbos outside either. Kmevor simin yud v'yigimah ayin sham. You're carrying. Val kolpanim ha'oisin can levarcha. And if you do it, you can't make a bracha. Al levarcha by boikar al talis gadol b'zeichu kol yom. So you make a bracha in the morning, and they wear it during the daytime. Kadesh kivan shemachav ma kolpanim b'zeh shulavata mitzvah sisus kol yom. Their intent is they shouldn't mevata mitzvah sisus all day. Al koyishman liyusim chazakal. But no yerushimai would rely on this. Eliyase beged mamish. It's a real full-fledged garment. Kol medina fi minhago. Each place according to its minig. Ubeizim ekoyim is nargan shebeged nikur kamizel or vest hu pasuach malachrov oisim butzitzis bedal kamfasov ashlehem. There are places where they have like a vest where it's opened in the back and they have four corners and they put tzitzis on the corners and that's very good for them. It's fortunate for them. But you have to make sure that the slit is more than halfway up the garment. Similarly, a talis katan in our country, you should be careful with that. Look back in Simon Zion, what we wrote about this there. The Arizal writes, entirely, the best talis katan does not have separate sleeves for the arms. So they had this talis cotton where you're worried about the open on the side. It wasn't open. It was partially closed on top and then open on the bottom. It had to be more than rove open. But the Arizal felt it's best if there are no sleeves for the arms at all. The Mishnah Berurah continues. Im lavash ha-talis v'niskapel kitsas. If you put on your talis cotton, and it folds, kederech lov shebegodim, like when you put on your clothes, you have to fit everything in and you fold it up. V'achash v'niskapel ein bo kashir k'delechas ha-soshu. Now once you fold it, you're going to lose your shear. The shear of your amah by amah, let's say, isn't going to be apparent when you have to fold it up to get it under your shirt, into your trousers, and so on. He says, since it can and will be opened up, so it's the same as if it is opened up. Even though when you wear it, it's folded up. It does have the shear. Look over there. And look at the benechia as well. This is a shayla. You have a beged, and if you wear it over your shirt, then the whole beged is in its full dimension. But if it's under your shirt and it's tucked into your pants, then you're going to lose some of the size. Beis Yaakov says it's true, but that's okay. The fact that it's bunched up when you wear it doesn't make a difference. However, they don't bring in the notes here, but however, there's a siddur from the Baal HaTanya, Siddur HaRav, where he says the dimensions, the length and width of talis katan, has to be entirely spread out, and it has to have the full shear, like it says in Pasuk Asher Techase Ba, and not if it's folded or bunched up at all. If it's folded up or bunched up, it doesn't count for the measurement. The Sefer Tehillah David quotes it and can't understand what's pshat on that. It's not sewn; it's just bunched up. But Siddur HaRav, Baal HaTanya felt this is a problem. This is why those who follow the Baal HaTanya, you see many Chabad people, their shirts are untucked. Most Hasidim wear their tzitzis over their shirt. So they're tucking their shirts and the tzitzis over the shirt. By Chabad, they wear the tzitzis under the shirt. But he held you can't fold up the beged. So they leave their shirts undone. So people see them, they think they're a bunch of slobs, they don't tuck in their shirts. It's Peshitta, they don't. They don't tuck in their shirts because they don't want the tzitzis to be folded. So the only way to keep your tzitzis from bunching is to leave your shirt undone. So that's why they do that. La halach, Mishnah Berurah says we don't hold that way. Mm-hmm. And Tehillah David quotes it and asks on it. But Lamaisa, that's how the Siddur Rav holds. The Mishnah Berurah concludes, Talis Katan Sheyesh B'Kadei L'Chasas Rosh Avrubo. Talis Katan has the dimensions, the proper dimensions to cover the head and the majority of a child. V'Yedeat Tefira Ember Kashir. Then you sew it and it loses its size. Potter Mitzitzis. It doesn't need tzitzis. Sham Simen Samachvav. This is Vayter in the same Shuvah Space Yankiv. V'Chen Kasab Lekar Kemach. That if you sew it, then of course you lost the size. So if it's just bunched and bundled, that doesn't do anything. But not a problem. But if you sew it, it's a problem.